From Streamline Publishing, this is the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Hi, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and I am the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report. And it is my pleasure to be talking to you this afternoon about one of the great conference sessions that is set to take place at the 2018 Hispanic Radio Conference. It is on tap for Wednesday, March 14th at the Intercontinental in Doral. It's minutes away from Miami International Airport, so if you're coming in from out of town, it's certainly a great, easy trip for you. And with us today is Frank Montero. He's the co-managing partner of Fletcher Held and Hildreth. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great, Adam. Great to be here.
Wonderful. You're going to be on a very important panel for all radio broadcasters, and it's not just those in the Hispanic community that are probably going to have an interest in this topic. The panel is called Radio to the Rescue, Serving Communities in Times of Disaster. And, well, let's face it, the Hispanic community has certainly seen some tough times since last August in Texas, Florida, and in Puerto Rico, where cell phone service is still largely not at 100%. So, Frank, how can the Hispanic broadcaster take a more active role in lobbying for things that are truly important for its listeners in an important time of need? Let's first start with the FM chip. And what are your thoughts on what a broadcast company can do to put this in all smartphones?
Well, it's very true that it seems that the inclement weather and natural disasters have been hitting in communities predominantly populated by Hispanics. And so from Florida and Texas and Puerto Rico, it's this community that has suffered quite a bit. The broadcasters can absolutely get that point across to their legislators, to FCC officials, and to those in government to make them aware of the importance of having access to radio as a device to get information out to the public, because everybody has a smartphone in their pocket. And basically, they go to the radio as their first point of contact to find out important news and information.
Well, I'm here in Miami, as I said. I went through Hurricane Irma, and I have to tell you, Frank, that radio was a vital source of information when our power went out for multiple days. From a Hispanic radio broadcaster's standpoint, what can they do on air and in the aftermath of such a devastating event do on the streets and the communities they serve?
Well, the role of the Spanish broadcaster in these communities has been well documented, going back to Hurricane Katrina, when a Spanish radio station stayed on the air through the storm to get information to the Spanish-speaking population in that community. And that's what's happening likewise today in Florida and in Puerto Rico. But beyond that, these broadcasters are out there in the field helping the population get access to food and water, to help give out clothes and to give out information out on boots on the ground to the population as they need it.
We've had our share of disasters and near disasters. There was a fake missile attack warning in Hawaii, but we've had fires across all of California and the Pacific Northwest. We can't forget Superstorm Sandy. And that's why it's great that we have Paul Rotella, who's the president and CEO of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, on the panel with you. We're also pleased to have the vice president of the Puerto Rico Broadcasters Association, Eduardo Rivero, and Ruben Justino, who's a consultant for the wireless and broadcast industries. I believe we have someone from FEMA as well. I think it's Manny Cetano. Is that correct, Frank?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, several of these people, Manny and Ruben and Eduardo, were dealing right in the middle of the disaster in Puerto Rico as it was happening. And Manny was sent down there by FEMA to deal with these issues. So, yes, we have a great panel that really has firsthand knowledge in how radio has helped these communities and has been an essential lifeline to the people and the audience in these communities during times of disasters.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is going to be some keen insight from the FCC's EAS that we're going to talk about, as well as other critical resources in a session that really could be the most important 40 minutes you'll spend this year. So why don't you come down to Miami? And this is, again, going to be on Wednesday, March the 14th. The session is at 2:10 p.m., but we got a lot of stuff before that and after that, including a keynote from FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel. So we have a lot to share. And thank you, Frank, for taking time out of your day to share a little bit about your session.
My pleasure, Adam. Always great to be here.
All right. Again, my name is Adam Jacobson. I am the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report. You can visit us at Radio and Television Business Report. RBR.com. Yeah, that's what we are. And don't forget our partners at RadioInc.com as well.